Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we're on page 159, that first paragraph. He had three visitors. Through one paragraph ending, so one more was added to the fellowship. Reading and commenting on this one paragraph only today. Today's readers are Yvonne A., The 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, Tanya P. Readers of the text, Eileen M., Larry G., and Joan Marie M. The reference number for Monday, October 16th, is 20,747. That's 20747. And for this morning, Tuesday, October 17th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 20,749. That's 20749. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Lois P., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone for your service. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Yvonne A. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, everybody. This is Yvonne A. Sorry about that. And the 12 steps. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, as we understood God, praying only for his knowledge of us and the power to carry that out. Having had a spiritual awakening, 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you so much, Yvonne A. And I'll now ask Tanya P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, this is Tanya P., recovered in Michigan. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service.
Thank you so much, Tanya P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing. Excuse me. To approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions of the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our book, and we're on page 159, that first paragraph. He had three visitors, through one paragraph ending, so one more was added to the fellowship. Reading and commenting on this one paragraph today. And I'll now ask Eileen M. to begin reading.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. He had three visitors. After a bit, he said, "The way you fellows put this spiritual stuff makes sense. I am ready to do business. I guess the old folks were right after all." So one more was added to the fellowship. Yeah, so I love this paragraph. So what we heard in the previous paragraph, we're told that he did not want anything to do with the church, yet he suffered horribly. So, you know, here he is in the hospital, and the fact that he's in the hospital is, you know, he's demonstrating willingness to go there. And I think the key phrase in this paragraph is, "I am ready." Because basically he's saying he's ready to accept what they have to offer. You know, these three visitors had something that he wanted. And, you know, it's not until, you know, we admit complete defeat that we can be helped. I mean, that was my experience. And, you know, I had to also be convinced that my life was unmanageable by me and that I needed help with my life. And, you know, I believe that there's nothing that could be done really until then. You know, so basically he's taking step one here. And, you know, willingness is not enough, is that we have to do all the work, you know, that's asked of us. And, you know, for me, God could not help me until I took action. You know, I had to do my part. So with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Eileen M., for getting us started. I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on this paragraph on page 159, the first one there? First paragraph. Go ahead, press star 1 if you'd like to share.
Hi, this is Laura L.W. from Ohio. I'd like to share.
Laura L.W. Very good.
Lisa.
Christy K. from Washington State.
Who was it from Washington State?
Christy K.
Okay. And who is that other voice I missed?
Lisa Ann from Wisconsin.
Ah, very good. Thanks, Lisa. Okay, let's start with that lineup. We have Laura L.W., Christy K., and Lisa N. Laura L.W., please share with us and let us know where you're calling from, if you would.
Hi, thanks. It's Laura L.W., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater calling in from Ohio. And I felt like sharing on this because of the way it said, the way you fellows put this spiritual stuff makes sense. Because when the spiritual stuff was put to me when I first came into OA, I thought it made sense, but really I didn't know what I was in for. I didn't know that my life was going to get totally turned upside down and around. All I came in here for was because I was 75 pounds overweight. And I am in a right-sized body now, thank you to working these 12 steps. And I had a spiritual experience with my higher power, and that's the only diet / food plan that worked for me. So I didn't know what I was into when I got added to the fellowship. I didn't know that I was going to have a spiritual condition change. And for those that might be new and listening, I want to say keep on going. Get a sponsor through the big book because your life is going to totally change. And as a result of that change, adding to the spiritual fellowship, you will eventually lose your pounds. And most important, you will get a new mind along with your new body. So with that, I'll pass. And thank you for letting me share. This is Laura L.W., recovered in Ohio.
Thank you so much, Laura L.W. Christy K., please share with us.
Good morning, everyone. Christy K., recovered in Washington State. And I've been listening to A Vision for You for a long time, but I've never shared before. And I know that if I want to keep my recovery, I need to start putting myself out there. So this is me putting myself out there. I've been recovered for about 4 months now. And for me, this paragraph resonates with me because I attend meetings and I do those kind of things, but I don't add myself to the OA fellowship. And I know that if I don't do that, my recovery will be sunk. So not only do I need to do the things like make outreach calls and connect with my fellows like these three fellows did, but I must sponsor so I can stay safe and protected. My sponsor took the time like these three fellows did with the gentleman to share with me her experience, strength, and hope, and to work with me on a daily basis so that I could recover as well. And it's imperative that I do the same thing as was done for me. So this program for me, when I say it's been uncomfortable in a different way. And I once had a fellow tell me if I want to grow in this program, I need to seek discomfort. So that's what I've kind of been doing with sharing, because for some reason it is very uncomfortable for me. So hope that made sense. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Christy K. from Washington. Sure appreciated you sharing. Lisa N., please share with us.
Good morning, Dawn, and thank you for being in the meeting today. Good morning, everyone. You know, I had an opportunity to go to a meeting several years ago, like, I don't know, 14 years ago. And I didn't have visitors, but I had two people take me out of a meeting to share with me their experience, strength, and hope at my first meeting. And I knew I belonged there, but I wasn't ready. And it took me 2 years to go back and forth, check into a meeting, go to a meeting, not go to meetings, not call people. I did not call people. They called me periodically, but it really wasn't ready. I wasn't ready like this man was ready. And finally, when 2 years later, I had that gift of desperation. And I felt something inside saying, you know what? You better do what somebody tells you. Because I never wanted to do what anybody told me. I was always so sure of myself. And then I wasn't. I was like swinging back and forth, so unsure, always asking people's opinions. And then the other way, I know everything. So I wasn't ready like this man. But when I was, God stepped in, and he knew the time. And he worked right away for me, taking away the compulsion to want to eat. And for the first 30 days that I worked with a sponsor seriously and did what I was told, I could not believe the change. So hang in there and don't give up and pray for that willingness and have a wonderful day. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Lisa N. from Wisconsin. And so we're on page 159, talking about that first paragraph. He had three visitors through one paragraph ending, so one more was added to the fellowship. And I'd like to take the names now, people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So, Agnes, I heard you. Who else would like to share?
Yeah.
Yvonne A.
Yvonne A.
Lisa
and,
L.
And Lisa L. So I have Agnes, Yvonne A., and Lisa L. Who else would like to share?
Jordan L.
Joan Marie M. Okay, let's stop there. Agnes, Yvonne A., Lisa L., Jordan L., and Joan Marie M. Agnes, please go ahead, get us started. Please let me know your initial and where you're calling from.
Hi, Agnes A. from Central California. Yes, Pacific time. Anyway, yeah, so I've been gone for a while, and I missed you guys. It's wonderful to start off my day again, you know, with coffee and you guys, and just listening to the meeting and getting a firm footing for the day. So thankful for being there and doing service. So on this paragraph, you know, what struck me was the way he said, the way you fellows put this spiritual stuff makes sense. I'm ready to do business. For me, that has been the crux of the matter in getting recovery. You know, it's everything else was a diet. Everything else was just trying to white knuckle, you know, and get to a sane weight without realizing that there is more to it, the cause of it, you know, and that my life generally was unmanageable. So I think what turned it around was connecting with the spiritual program that we have. You know, that's really what makes it. Talk about readiness. I knew that I needed to do something about the food, the weight, and my manageability, why things weren't going well, no matter how smart or pretty or whatever that I was. So I found all that in this program. But, you know, my thought is, if I'm not willing or I don't think I'm desperate enough, I'll fake it until I can make it. Right, I'll just commit to 30 meetings in 30 days or whatever it is and see what happens. And even if I felt I was not willing, then I would willingness, because if we draw near to God, God draws near to us. It's a cliche that I'm very familiar with. You know, so the spirituality, I call that the 12 steps. It says, here is the program. This is the program. So with all the tools that go with the 12 steps, get a sponsor, get a food plan, go to meetings, do this, do that. And then, boy, steps 4 through 9, right? That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where, for me, the healing came in, where it wasn't about food anymore. It was about a plan for living. And so I think that's what he saw, you know, and that's where the spiritual awakening comes from. Cleaning house and doing right by our fellows. So that's what I'm working. Any day I feel distant from the program, I tell my sponsor, I'm reining it back in to the basics, to the steps. Do this, 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 this. And I'm so grateful to have a program that works. I don't feel like I'm on a diet. I'm 10 months abstinent, and it just keeps working, even on vacation. It blows my mind. If I do my part, God does the rest for me. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Agnes A. from California. Yvonne A., please share with us, followed by Lisa L.
Good morning, everybody. This is Yvonne A. from BC, Canada. I just had to comment because when I came into the 12-step program, this 12-step program, it was my first. I had no idea what it was about. And so to find out that it was a spiritual program was odd, I guess. How was this going to fix my struggles with food that I'd had for 60 years? And so here's this guy who's just being introduced, and he seems to catch on pretty quick. But it took me time. It took me time, probably a good 2 months of just listening to meetings before I was even willing to start looking for a sponsor, because it just seemed like such an odd way to approach this problem. But I had tried so many, many other things that didn't work. And so maybe this spiritual stuff was going to make sense if I gave it a chance. And so that's what I've done. And oh my gosh, I did not know that food neutrality was a thing. I thought that everybody struggled with food. They just had way better willpower than I did. But now I know that they just don't want it. That is actually a thing, which is absolutely amazing to me. But I wanted to focus in on so one more was added to the fellowship component. I was away this weekend at a Region 1 convention. And we're a pretty diverse, big area region. And there was about 200, maybe 230 people at this conference. But it was so amazing, the energy to be in a room with that many other OA members, to have the ability to listen to amazing speakers, to have one-on-one, face-to-face chats with people. Just reinforce the power and the blessing that this fellowship is for me, and how much gratitude I have for being a member of this fellowship and for being able to pick up the phone and dial other people, not just when I'm having a problem, but just to pick up the phone because I never know who's going to be on the other end, who just needs to hear a friendly voice in that moment. So I pick up and I make my calls for both of us, because I absolutely need that connection with fellowship, and because, you know, somebody else might need that call too. And it's just, to me, amazing. Like, what are they, four people now or something? How they were able, the tenacity it must have taken, the dedication, the absolute willingness that they had to bring this program forward now to millions of people with all kinds of different addictions. But that, to me, is amazing, and I'm so blessed and grateful to be a part of it. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Yvonne A. Lisa L., please share with us, followed by Jordan L.
Hi, thank you. I'm Lisa L. from Virginia. And the words that keep popping out in my mind is the word old folks. I guess the old folks were right. And in the previous chapter, they said he proved to be a devil-may-care young fellow. And I just like to point this out, that even in those days, they were willing to reach back and get a young fellow to come into the program, and it worked. I was 26 years old in 1981. There were several of us young folks. I'm so grateful that this 12 steps, these spiritual programs, they have an example of someone here in the book, in the first 164 pages, that young people can get this program and stay in for life. I'm now 68 years old and have 42 years of abstinence, and I just think it's wonderful that we have a lot of young people now in our program and that it works for them too. So thanks for listening.
Thank you so much, Lisa L. from Virginia. Jordan L., please share with us, followed by Joan Marie. If you happen to be just joining us, please know that we're on page 159, that first paragraph. He had three visitors through that one paragraph ending, so one more was added to the fellowship. So, Jordan L., please share with us.
Hey, thanks, Dawn. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. And that's kind of where my head was at, too. I was looking at that young fellow stuff. I was 23 when I came into Overeaters Anonymous for the first time in 2012. And it didn't stick for me, I'm afraid. I like the devil may care description. I wouldn't have used those words. I think the modern words for that was more like I was a little bit too sex, drugs, and rock and roll for Readers Anonymous. and that's okay. It's all good. The next 5 years were spent trying to figure this out on my own. And while that sucked, while that was like not a pleasant experience, it was uncomfortable. And I'm really grateful it was uncomfortable because I eventually made it back to Overeaters Anonymous. And I was really willing to give this spiritual stuff a chance. To let this work in my life. and it was because I had tried this self-reliant stuff. I had really tried that stuff and it wasn't working. So I was ready to do business when I came back in 2017. And God willing, I've been abstinent since then, and God willing, I'll stay abstinent, you know? And I just wanted to point out, too, this paragraph, the fellowship is a capital F. And throughout this book, they use capital letters when they're talking about a higher power. They use capital letters with God and Creator. And I don't know if the term higher power is used in the big book or not, but that's what they're referring to. So they understood, even with just three people, one of them being a young person, they understood that this fellowship was also a higher power. This fellowship was going to be something that could really, it could shift people. It could change their minds. It could produce that psychic change. And that was my experience, too. I went to birthday party with like 90 days abstinent. And it was most definitely a spiritual experience to be hanging out in LA with nine compulsive overeaters and having meetings on the beach and taking third steps in the sands. And so thank you for letting me share. And I'm grateful to be a part of this capital F fellowship. That's all I got.
Thank you so much, Jordan L. from Colorado. Joan Marie M., please share with us, and then I'll be taking some more names.
Good morning. This is Joan Marie M., a recovered compulsive overeater by the grace and power and love of God. Yes, there's so much. I listened to the earlier meeting, and oh my gosh, what the shares. We need to really share in the meeting because it brings hope. And so the spiritual stuff makes sense. It is a spiritual program. And then in part of the big book, it says, may you find him now. Another part is you have entered in the realm of the spirit. Continue to grow there. And so I'm going to read some of the little nuggets I got from other shares this morning. The message is a spiritual awakening. He was convinced to work these steps. People who are recovered have a message. It's a message of hope, but keep it simple. It is all about God. Go into any length that's ready to do business. Surrender to God. I had to surrender to God to my alcoholic foods because every time I ate them, I got the same result. I couldn't stop. But that the mental block that I couldn't even remember what it was like, the torment, the hellishness of it. And so I came back this time with the gift of desperation. I couldn't stop. And I asked God to help me, and then I picked up the phone. I've been listening to Vision for a while. I called and got a sponsor. I worked the steps. I continue to do what I did in the first place to get this bondage, freedom from bondage to food, placed in a position of neutrality. That's a miracle. For those on the line who could not stop, it took a power greater than myself, but I had to surrender to that power, not only my food, but my life. It was a design for living, to live these steps, to go through them, to help others. And by helping others, I help myself more than they can even imagine. It gives me purpose. It gives me joy. And so I am so, so grateful. Can you hear it? Okay. I'm passing. Bye.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on this paragraph, or on page 159, that first paragraph, he had three visitors. Press star one if you'd like to share.
Elizabeth A., Michigan.
Elizabeth A.
Mary G. in Arizona.
Mary G. Who else would like to share? Press star one. Okay, in the interest of time, we'll go ahead with Elizabeth A., followed by Mary G. Elizabeth A., please share with us.
Hi, this is Elizabeth A. from Michigan. Good morning, everybody. I don't know why I find it difficult to share on the line, but like, all right, just, again, step out. I heard someone say there's no growth in the comfort zone, and there's no comfort in the growth zone. So I need to stay in that growth zone each day. What I find really a quandary about this reading today is that it, to me, this young man doesn't sound as bad as, you know, the others were or whatever. And so my head is going there because when I crawled into Overeaters Anonymous in 1986, I was in pretty bad shape and really needed to be hospitalized because the food addiction, compulsion, binging, purging, starving, exercising had just, and the mental twist had consumed my life. And so what I'm curious about is how, except for the grace of God, did this young man want what they had? Because my mind gets into the debating society, and that's what takes me down those dark roads of unwillingness and self-will. And so, you know, when I talk to people and in my head, I say, gosh, they're not as bad as I was. It's like how can I, all I can do is carry the message. I can't create that desire for them. That has to come from their higher power. And my desire to continue this journey, even when it is uncomfortable, has to come from the God of my understanding and just the deep knowledge that I can't do this alone. If I could have done it alone, I honestly would have. And so, yeah, I've kept coming back for 30-something years. And the purging was lifted in 1987, which was a true miracle for me. So just to be free from that hell has been an amazing miracle, and I give God the glory, and I'm still on the journey. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Lizbeth A. from Michigan. Mary G., please share with us, and then I'll take some more names.
Hi, this is Mary G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Arizona, and I think what really was striking me in this paragraph was, you know, he was ready and they added him to the fellowship. Well, when I came in 1989, you know, I came in because the program was free. I didn't know it was a spiritual program. I really didn't know anything about it. But I thought, wow, this is great. You know, I know everything now, you know, because I thought I was extremely spiritually, you know, connected to my higher power. And, you know, I was just so arrogant. I thought I knew everything. And yet, you know, I was added to the fellowship. You know, no one said, well, you know, you're really screwing up a lot, so maybe you don't belong into OA. You know, the fifth tradition says, or third tradition, I forget which one it is, that the only requirement to be in OA is the desire to stop eating compulsively. And I had that desire. And, you know, for those on the line who are new and, you know, who have maybe been in the rooms for a long time, who are still struggling, you know, don't give up hope. You know, don't give up until the miracle happens for you. The only thing I did probably right in OA was stay in the rooms all the time. It took me 17 years to be willing to surrender the food, and that was because I really thought I was going to be in a wheelchair if I didn't. You know, if I kept gaining weight, I was going to, you know, not be able to work, and that just wasn't an option. And so I am very grateful today that, you know, I, you know, lost my extra weight in 2006. But, you know, I have to say, I have an addict mind, and I had the delusion, you know, somehow not thought of consciously, but that delusion that, you know, I was going to be normal. And I thought I was ready. I truly thought I was ready to do all the steps. But it wasn't until last year in April when I surrendered and gave, you know, got a new sponsor and went through the books. And in step five, I had my real spiritual awakening. And it was huge because I realized my foundation had cracks in it. It always had cracks in it. You know, I thought somehow I was going to morph into a normal eater. And thank you, God, that that's never happened, because I would have left probably OA and thought, oh, good, now I can do it on my own. This disease keeps me relying on my higher power, and that's exactly where I need to be today. And thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Mary G. from Arizona. And I'm now going to take the names, three more names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. On page 159, the first paragraph, he had three visitors. Who would like to share with us?
Donna L.
Donna L. I'll take two more names. One more time.
Jeannie N.
Jeannie N. Okay. And
Barbara,
who else?
Barbara A., California.
And Barbara A., very good. Okay, Donna L., followed by Jeannie N. and Barbara A. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, this is Donna L. I'm recovered in Clearwater, Florida. I'm not always comfortable sharing, but God gave me the nudge, so here I go. where it said the way you fellows put the spiritual stuff makes sense. I'm ready to do business. I guess the old folks were right after all. Well, I knew about Vision for You for a long time, but I was in a different program. And whether it was just my idea or whether the teaching was that you could pretty much eat what you wanted as long as you didn't eat it compulsively and if you were working the steps 10, 11, and 12. And so, you know, I did that. And my other thinking was, if you restrict yourself from things, you're going to want them more. But when I realized this wasn't working for me, I said I would give Vision for You a try. And it makes sense. And then I got ready to do business after a while, after working with a sponsor and losing that sponsor because I was still going by my old ways. I woke up. And putting the food down is the answer. I've been abstinent for 3.5 months now, and I guess you folks were right after all. And I'm so glad that I'm recovered today and don't even want that food anymore. It is so awesome. Well, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Donna L., for sharing. Jeannie N., please share with us.
Hi, this is Jeannie N. from New Jersey. I just want to share that the part that he was ready. I was in OA, in and out many years ago, and I never really was ready. I didn't really work the program, and this time I came in was ready to change programs. I was in several other programs before this, but it didn't work, and I had researched many different groups and talked to people from those groups, and then I found Vision, which was such a blessing from my higher power. I just want to say that when I came in, I was so ready and so willing, and that, with the help of my higher power, my sponsor, and the steps, I am so grateful to the program, and I just want to say to any newcomers that are on the line, don't give up, and you will find a sponsor, no matter what your circumstances. There's always somebody available. There's so many. There's so many of us. And I think what's so important is reaching that really low bottom and being desperate. I think that's what happened this time, and I was ready to do anything. And again, the newcomer, like I heard a lady on one of the meetings, I think a week or two ago, who had three different jobs, and she couldn't find a sponsor, and I couldn't get her number, and I called different people. Nobody could help me with her number. Excuse me. And her name wasn't clear. But she'll find somebody, and I'm just wishing that if that number, somebody, if God helps me somehow with that number, I did figure out a way that right now I could work something out with her. You know, so there's always somebody, and this program and my higher power has changed my life, and I love the program. Thank you so much for all that are sharing and for the moderator. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeannie N. from New Jersey. Barbara A., please share with us.
Hi, this is Barbara A. from California. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Thank you. Thank you so much for monitoring the meeting and being there and giving your service. So grateful to share this morning. Been up early listening to meetings. This is how I recover on a daily basis. Grateful that I heard people talking about coming into the program young. I was in my 40s when I came in, and been in the program over 25 years, and recently was able to get to work and do some business. And I'm not saying that it's going to take everybody that long. I'm just saying it's available. And if the willingness, honesty, and open-mindedness is there, that this recovery is possible. Don't have to wait 25 years. Don't have to fight. I did, but it was my own decision to fight, to do it by myself, to not reach out for help, to have to have it be perfect. So grateful today to be a part of this fellowship, to have learned how to work the steps, to have made that decision and to get down to business, work the 12 steps, live in 10, 11, and 12, to be a sponsor, to not have to do it perfectly, to live out, I heard someone say, living outside my comfort zone. I read once that life begins outside the comfort zone. I'm grateful today. I'm just grateful. Grateful for the shares, grateful for this fellowship, and I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barbara A. And we do have time for another...
Leah S.
Leah S. Go ahead for a couple minutes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Leah S., and I'm from Brooklyn, New York, recovered and very grateful. Ready. I was ready so many times. When is stop really going to mean stop? Stop it, Leah. And so many times I lost the weight, you know, but it didn't take long for me to gain it back. So what is ready and spirituality? I don't know how to close this phone. Oh, my God. Anyway, so what I want to say is that I finally learned what is spirituality. Make that spiritual higher power your own, Leah. Do it on your own. That power is yours. It's God is yours. And when somehow I made it personal that this power can help me with anything, because you know what? After I got ready, I started feeling so many feelings and I didn't know how to deal with them. Oh my God. Oh my God. So, you know, just oh my God made me think about what is my God. Really, that power is capable of doing that, plus this fellowship, plus these steps, plus this big book. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, all, for listening and allowing me to share. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Leah S. from New York, for closing us out there. What a beautiful closing to our meeting, and thank you to everyone. Please stick around. We are going to allow time for newcomers to announce their names and numbers and also sponsors, so don't leave early. We're now going to close this portion of the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Larry G. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then.
Thank you, Dawn. My name is Larry G. from California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of the past. Give freely what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship and the spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.